What would you say the clinical implications are of your work in rectal cancer, and to what extent are these being studied in clinical trials? I know that MD Anderson had a neoadjuvant rectal study, and I'm not sure if they're still putting patients on it that included Bev. What are the implications? What would you like to see done in a clinical setting?
I think as soon as our work is written up, which is about to happen, and so others can see the results of this phase 2 trial, it calls for a randomized phase 3 trial. I think we have plenty of evidence that this is helping patients. And adding radiation to this neoadjuvant treatment of bevacizumab combined with chemotherapy.
You know, the issue of the potential combination of bevacizumab and radiation therapy is being discussed on a lot of tumors, including lung cancer. Mm-hmm. At a simple level, I guess the idea would be you're increasing the vascularity or the distribution of blood normalization to allow radiation therapy to work.
Yes. So a key rationale would be to improve oxygenation. And you don't need to increase blood flow for that, actually. All you have to do is distribute it more uniformly, because the blood flow is very heterogeneous in tumors. So there are some regions that have a very decent amount of oxygen, then there are other regions that are hypoxic. In those hypoxic regions, unfortunately, harbor tumor cells, cancer cells, that can lead to relapse.